And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right, just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here, talking about Alabama. Y'all, this show, man, it goes like way down south of Birmingham, up north of Huntsville, Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. Hey, by the way, I got to tell you guys, in case you did not already know, Right Side Radio is a part of Right Side Media. It's the parent company, Right Side Media. The radio show is our bread and butter, but we've gotten to where we do so much more. But like any other business, part of what we do has to be supported. And so we have a revenue stream that comes from advertising. If you would like to advertise on Right Side Radio, give it a thought, man. We'd love to have you on the team. Here's the deal. I mean, between all our radio stations alone, we're told that like well over 30,000 people a week are listening to our show. That's a whole bunch of Right Side ruffians, y'all. A whole bunch of Right Side ruffians that might just soon buy from another ruffian. So if you are indeed a Right Side ruffian with a business of your own that sells goods and services, guess what? We got a captive audience right here waiting for you. Just if you want to advertise, you don't call the station, you contact us directly. So go to the website, rightsideradio.org. That's rightsideradio.org. Click on the advertising and contact tab. Send us a message. And Lauren from Right Side, who I was just texting with momentarily ago, Lauren from Right Side will be in touch with you ASAP. We'd love to get you on the team. Advertise on Right Side. Go to rightsideradio.org. Let me get a few text messages because I'm getting behind, dude. Scott from Hoax Bluff. Love this. The Vulcan chapter of the 82nd Airborne Division Association. He says he's heading to Brewer High School, giving a cadet an airborne award. That's awesome. He said the Vulcan chapter has given out 13 awards to JRTC cadets this year and 5 Iron Mike statues to ROTC cadets. This is the last award ceremony for the year. Airborne all the way. Thank you, Scott. Airborne to you, brother. Chip from Muscle Shoals says, Phil, we're playing by two different sets of rules. The Dems are playing gutter street tackle football, and we're playing powder puff flag football. There's no way that in any solid blue state, their legislators would vote for nor their gov sign a special bill allowing Trump on the ballot. None. Thanks always for what you do. Yeah, but you know what, though? I don't want to stoop to that level. I mean, I've watched and complained about the blue states doing what they can to take Trump off a ballot. He's not going to win here anyway, but I'm not going to give them the satisfaction. And by the way, I think it would hurt Trump if we were a state that was trying to take him off the ballot. I think it would be one of those things that it would excite the Dems and give them something to rally around. So I say, you know what? They screwed up. Let's just do what we got to do and be the good sports that make him have to do his job. Badger from Athens says, Happy Friday, y'all. Happy Friday to you, Badger. Doc from Boaz says, I was wondering how a church pianist would vote for the gambling bill, could vote for the gambling bill. I don't know what he means. A church pianist. What are we talking about? Who is that? One of the legislators, I guess? I don't know. John from Brownsboro says, as days like these, you know what? He may be talking about Senator Andrew Jones. I think he's a church pianist. Now think about it. He's the guy that replaced me, by the way. Really? Yeah. 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 John from Brownsboro says, in days like these, I regret that I'm not a caller. There's too much to say in a text, not enough words to say. Got kids running around, don't have the time to call, but keep saying what people need to hear for us. Thank you, John. I appreciate you. And by the way, never regret having your kids running around with you. That's just goodness right there. That's goodness. John from Huntsville says, Big Rig, just earned some more extra credit points for that awesome jackassery sound effect. All you got to do is push a button, man. Yep. You start slinging points your way. It's awesome.
Just start pressing more buttons. Get my points up.
Yeah, no doubt. John from Pike Road. Hey, John from Pike Road. Good to hear from you. He says, Phil, I just heard you talk about the UAW. I said, I know from past experience what the union can do to a plant. Goodyear Union City and Goodyear Gadsden. See, I know John from Pike Road. I know exactly what he's about to say. He says, look at all the other jobs that Gadsden has had and or lost because of the union. He said, years ago, Dwight Cotton Mill. I'd forgotten about Dwight. And Alice Chalmers. The tractor factory. AAA Plumbing Steel Plant. Goodyear Warehouse, just to name a few. He said, my best friend worked at the Advanced Auto Parts Distribution Center in Rainbow City. USWA Local 12 tried to unionize it. It closed. I know, man. Ferrer Automotive, I think, came out here and then they tried to unionize and it closed. It's on and on. It's like the steelworker union here could not figure out that all they were doing was crushing jobs, not bringing them here. And We've had more opportunity come to the Gadsden area and more opportunity also shy away for that very reason. We've got some of the finest workforce, some of the, I mean, the assets here, and I'm bragging on my community, but this is my community. I've lived here for 30 years. I served it for 8 years in the state Senate. I was proud to raise my kids here. Listen, if you have ever seen a small town that has a beautiful river and mountains all around it, if you like the outdoors, if you like just, you know, the not only the scenery, but the mix of just good, solid, down-to-earth, salt-of-the-earth people, the churches here, the city life, there's a lot of great things here, good schools. And then, you know, but you got to have the jobs to bring in more. And so in the meantime, Gadsden's population has continued to shift downward, and it's a shame. Anyway, we'll see. I hear rumors that good things could happen, now that the union's not around. Mike from Athens says, let's put out some names out there, Phil. Who wrote the bill? Who's sponsoring it? I guess he's talking about the gambling bill. I don't know. I know the bill sponsors were Representative Blackshear, who I think is down from Opelika area, Representative Andy Witt from up here in our listening area in the Huntsville area, and that's the House. State Senator Greg Albritton, those were the sponsors who were the most active on it. Of course, House leadership, Speaker of the House Nathaniel Ledbetter, was all in on this, and there was talk about getting a casino up in his district in Northeast Alabama, which I'm sure was part of the motivation. And then, you know, I hate it, but Senator Greg Reed was apparently going to allow this thing to move forward. He's a pro tem of the Senate and very conservative, and I like Greg. I just don't understand how some of this came together like it did. Who authored the bill? I don't know. I don't know, but I have suspicions. All right, listen, we're gonna move over here into a new topic. And by the way, I will say this: this weekend I'll probably be prepping another round of the brand new podcast. If you haven't seen it yet, I would just encourage y'all to go check it out. It's called The Right Philosophy. The Right Philosophy is a video podcast. 5 episodes are up so far. Really excited about the quality of it. I film it at my house, so you get to see Phil's man cave. I'm in my study at the house, and we've gotten a lot of good reaction off of it. I'll probably have some short videos coming out of it pretty soon, just to put up there for promos. But anyway, check it out. Go to the website, the podcast tab, The Right Philosophy Video Podcast, episode 6 coming out next week. And I would appreciate y'all checking that out. All right. We're going to do something we hadn't done in a while. I mean, like, I can't think how long it's been since we've had the opportunity to do some adventures in Woke World. I mean, no, don't hit it yet. Don't hit it yet. I gotta say what I got to say. I mean, he was running for that button, man.
Trying to get my extra credit out.
You got some extra points for John. Hang on, John. Don't take points off of me because I slowed him down on his roll there. No, here's the thing. I like to say, sometimes, as I am prepping the show, I find that wokeness and then this wokeness. And I look at that wokeness over there and I'm thinking, oh, my God, all the wokeness. And look at how woke can we be? Next thing I know, I've got a whole buffet of wokeness. I've got a plethora, a vast cornucopia, if you will. It's like a charcuterie board filled with wokeness. And I have no choice but to bring us into a Adventures in Woke World.
Adventures in Woke World.
Yes, indeedy, Adventures in Woke World. Just so you know, by the way, researchers in the medical field up in Great Britain, they have a landmark study that just came out. It's pretty impressive. Hotair.com has a piece on it that came out 3 days ago. Shock news from the United Kingdom. Their National Health Service has declared that sex is a biological fact. Can I have some applause, please, for the National Health Service in Great Britain? Thank you. Thank you very much. Story here on hotair.com says, Riley Gaines hit the nail on the head saying, quote, it's astounding that we live in a time where this headline even exists. Yes, indeed. So apparently, here's the deal. They've decided sex is a biological fact. The rebuttals are coming, I feel certain. So they have to, their National Health Service apparently, for whatever reason, I don't know why, but they have to rewrite or revise their constitution or at least review it for potential amendment every I think it's 5 years. Yeah. No, 10 years. Every 10 years. I guess because advances in medicine occur and that kind of thing. Well, apparently medicine has advanced considerably because now they are able to say that despite all assertions to the contrary, despite the clear indications from the Biden administration that Title IX no longer is necessary and that men should be allowed to compete in women's sport. Why? Because they identify as women. That's all that matters. How do you feel today? Well, I identify as rich. Good. Could you pay for dinner? I mean, this is the stupidity of what we're living in. But the National Health Service in Great Britain, in a fit of, I don't know, normalcy, the new constitution will have this phrase included, quote, "We are defining sex as biological sex." The very fact that we have to even say that, though. So in this woke world, it points out in the article from hotair.com, those seven words in the eyes of the alphabet ideologists and the hate are considered hate speech. Until Elon Musk bought Twitter, they could get you kicked off the platform just for saying that. And it's true. How many people know that you lost your, like you had your accounts frozen on Facebook and Twitter for daring to say something like all lives matter or, you know, men can't be women? So you could be expelled from polite society for uttering it. And in many places of the United States and Canada, you probably still can. Like in Justin Trudeau's Canada, you can get arrested for hate speech. In Scotland, you can get arrested for hate speech. So how are they going to reconcile this? The Great Britain's, which includes Scotland's, National Health Service has decided to define sex as biological. And yet Scotland has a law that says, don't you dare question someone's self-identity because that's considered hate speech. It's just the world in which we live. Oh, the wokeness in and around and amongst us. How about this one? I have no desire, none whatsoever, to eat lab-grown meat. But when we get back from this break, we're going to deal with this because y'all need to understand something. There's an $8 billion market out there for lab-grown meat, and we need to know why in the world people aren't buying it. Maybe because it sucks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, Adventures in Woke World. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Like making common sense like a superpower up in here. Hey, oh, by the way, the lovely Charlene just texted in and said, I need to check something real quick on social media. Bam. There is a thing happening right now. This is off topic, but I have to go with it because she's my wife and I was told to. But anyway, no, just kidding. She pointed out it's a great one. So it says Patriots are taking back their campus at University of Chicago. So the guy who tweeted this out is Nick Sartor, S-O-R-T-O-R. You can find him on Twitter if you're on there, at Nick Sartor. He's got a video of, you know, a bunch of folks carrying American flags and just marching right smack into the middle of all these protesters who are locking arms going, you can't come in here. You can't come in. And they're coming in. Some of them wearing cowboy hats and carrying flags and just saying, you know, by God, here we are. So we'll see where this goes. I hope it doesn't end up in violence, but I'm glad to see, some folks going, you know what? Enough of this. But see, I said this in my monologue earlier, too. I'm having to chase this rabbit for a minute because it's important. In my monologue, I pointed out that in the absence of leadership, it creates a vacuum. The vacuum will be filled. For instance, on the big scale, when the Obama-Biden administration yanked everybody out of Iraq without so much as a plan for what was going to happen, what did it do? It left a leadership vacuum, and immediately ISIS filled it. And we had to go back in because ISIS jumped into the emptiness and began to do what it wanted to do. In the absence of leadership on these campuses, people are going to take matters into their own hands. And that's where you got to be careful because you could wind up with a situation right here that goes way beyond anything that would have happened had they just shown some leadership and stopped all of the occupation protests. Anyway, there's that. All right. Get back in the mood. I got to get back in the mood. I need hit me some adventures in woke world. Just slap me with it right now. Just go ahead.
Adventures.
Yeah.
In woke world.
All right. So lab-grown meat. You know, and I, by the way, I picture, and some are going to say, no, Phil, this is real. This is real. This is good. This is good. I picture some kind of flappy, pasty, like kind of white, slimy thing growing in a dish. And then they kind of trim the edges of it and pretend that it was made to be like a pork chop. And I'm like, no, I don't want the flappy, pasty, sticky kind of gushy around the edges thing that bubbles when you look at it growing in a petri dish. I don't want to call that meat. It's not. It's not meat. And then there's plant-based meat. Can I go ahead and point out that if it's plant-based, it's not meat? This is like the transgender of food. Just saying. Big Rig has no idea what to do with me right now. This is making me laugh, though. It just occurred to me. This is the transgender of food. This is a plant identifying as meat.
You could say that.
That's just unreal. There's a new report out by the Good Food Institute, according to the Post-Millennial, came out yesterday. The Good Food Institute has found that sales of plant-based alternatives to real meat, like seafood, eggs, and dairy, and others, has declined. Go figure. Data shows that while those who bought plant-based substitutes in previous years continued to do so, that companies were failing to entice new customers. That's because it's gross. They point out that the consumption of faux meat, they call it, faux. That's faux. That's French. It's very sophisticated when you say
faux. Doesn't that mean fake?
Yeah. F-A-U-X means F-A-K-E.
Like a faux couch.
You're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. A faux couch?
You know, like it's not made out of real leather.
Oh, faux leather couch.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm about to say, if the couch is fake, don't sit down. But so for the second year in a row, they're looking at the consumption going down. It's because it's a fad. This is a fad. This is fad food. It's fad food. It's transgender food. This is trans food is what this is. And they suggested the decline could be attributed, at least in part, to, here, you ready for a quote? Funding constraints, scaling complexities, and a rise in misinformation and disinformation. No, it's because it sucks. That's why. It's lab-grown meat.
Agreed. I don't want any part of that.
Yeah. It makes spam look like a ribeye steak, man.
I like spam, actually.
Spam is good.
Yeah.
Man, you ever had spam? You ever batter it up and fry it?
Yeah.
I mean, some people do like slap it in the pan, but Charlene actually batters it a little bit and fries it.
That sounds good.
Oh, it's like real good.
Nice.
Yeah. Then you get crusty spam, and it's good.
Oh, yeah. Crusty, eat it with an egg.
Crusty. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that's good stuff, man. I'm getting really hungry right about now. But not for lab-grown meat. Not doing it. I'm not. Okay, here's one for you. I love this. So the knuckleheads who have been taking over the campuses. Oh, this story. I'm not going to make it. How much time have I got? Like a minute? This is twice I've done this to you. So I got like a minute left. I can't do it. So here's the deal. You may want to know what it takes to run a protest. Because there's a supply list. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, you have the packing list to go to the field in the military, right? Here's your packing list, your individual packing list, your unit packing list. You had the loadout list. You had, you know, the MOB list. You had all the things that had to be put in the ISU 90 and locked away so they could be shipped overseas for you. And then you had the stuff you had to have in your rucksack. Apparently, they have a packing list for protests on college campuses. However, the contents are perhaps not what you would expect. They're very specific, though. And so when we get back from this break, I'm going to tell you, as a part of our adventures in woke world, that, you know, if Jimmy has a peanut allergy, how does he go do his protest? Well, you have to help him with this. This is very important because Jimmy needs to be able to protest. It's his right. But peanuts are scary, and so you have to help him through it. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back. Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the nationals, sometimes the international. And oh, yeah, like the dude just said, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number three on this Friday, and we're glad to have you with us. We're going to take you all the way to go home time. Got some rain here, there, and the other around the state, but right now it's fairly decent where we are. You guys be safe on the roads. Friday afternoon traffic is always the weirdest. So, yeah, be careful on the roads going home here shortly. And so I'm gonna ask, since we haven't heard it in so long, Big Rig, I'm going to ask for you to hit me with some Adventures in Woke World one more time.
Adventures in Woke World. Bah, bah,
bah. All right. So, yeah, you know the deal. I look around and I'm prepping the show early in the morning and I find myself thinking, my gosh, at the level of wokeness. I mean, we'll have epic levels of wokeness. Wokeness is everywhere I look. All the wokeness. And I realize I've got like this vast cornucopia, a buffet, if you will, of wokeness. And we do Adventures in Woke World, and this one is right up there with it. So you may want to know there's a packing list for being a protester on a college campus. It's important. All y'all out there who are thinking about adding college protest to your resume. This is big doings. All right, you got to pack accordingly. So if you're going to do this, do it right. Like, for instance, just in case Jimmy needs peanut allergy taken care of, you got to have EpiPens. This is a big thing. So you got vegan food, gas masks, and EpiPens. These are all on the list. I'm holding it up to the camera so y'all can see that I've got the list.
Why vegan food, though?
I don't know, because it's woke world. I don't know.
Is that what their snack of choice or
this
something?
This is just because that's who they are. Because that's what purple hairs who protest Israel and take over college campuses and, you know, and need to have their needs met. That's what they're vegan, EpiPen, gas mask wearing people. Yeah, it goes on. It says, "We will not leave. We will remain here till our demands are met," said the UCLA protesters. Okay, but we need more juice boxes and some of those little tissues that have the skin softener already in the tissue. I'm sure that it didn't say that, but I added that piece in. But they did add they need bright flashlights with strobes, rope, zip ties, skater helmets, wood to construct a barrier, and non-steroidal inhalers. That's all on their list, man. I'm not kidding. They also need, this is hurting me. I'm thinking about how many soldiers have gone to war with a packing list, and it never said stupid stuff like, I need my gas mask and my EpiPens, and I need some vegan food. And they also need, by the way, on one of their lists was hot food for lunch. But the hot food had to be gluten-free, and it could not include packaged food, coffee, bagels, bananas, nuts, and they don't want anything that came from an Israel connection. But they also need Aquaphor, which is a brand of over-the-counter skin softener or skin ointment. But they don't want sunscreen. What the frick is that? Explain this to me. You can't either.
I can't.
I'll tell you, the only thing I can explain here is that Jimmy has a peanut allergy, but he really, really, really wants to protest. But he's really, really scared, so he might need a gas mask. But he really, really sunburns easily, so he needs some Aquaphor. But he really, really is got, you know, some kind of iliac something going on, and or celiac, and so he's got
eczema or something.
Yeah, he's got eczema, and he eats gluten-free food, and
he needs
hard,
a Lunchable.
Oh my God, it's hard being a protester. But if you're going to do it right. Have your packing list. You've now all been warned. They can have their packing list, which I'm sure probably also includes some lab-grown meat. Here's one for you on a more serious note. This is just the way things are in some places right now. But last week, story here on Fox News. By the way, that last story about the shop at the packing list came off of all Fox News also, Dateline yesterday. Fox News also has this one. This is just maddening. Sometimes woke world, you just have to laugh at it. Other times you look at it and it just makes you want to go out and just smack somebody. And I say that not calling for violence, just saying it makes me feel that way. So last week, five middle school girls, by the way, God bless them. These five middle school girls were competing in a track and field event. You may have seen this. True story, literally happened. And they were uptight because they were protesting a court ruling that would have blocked enforcement of the state's Save Women's Sports Act. So in West Virginia, their state legislature had passed a law to prohibit transgenders from participating in girls' sports. And a Fourth U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals found somehow or another it violated Title IX. Go figure. So the Supreme Court of the United States is going to have to weigh in on this at some point, this madness. I mean, at least they're figuring out, if you heard the earlier part of the segment, that the National Health Service in Great Britain can finally say with super confidence that sex is actually biological. But in West Virginia, it's not clear. So in West Virginia, you can identify as a chick when you're really a dude, and you can go ahead and do track and field. Awesome. How wonderful is that for the young boy who couldn't win a thing except a participation trophy when he was doing track and field with the other dudes? But now he can throw the shot put, which is exactly what happened. So these five young ladies decided they were having none of it. And they decided they were not going to participate. In fact, what they did was, if you're doing a shot put, you stand in a ring, you know, and you have to throw from inside the ring. They stepped into the ring and stepped out to signify that they were there to compete, but they were not going to follow through. And so the little trans kid won by default. Who got punished? You're right. He's looking at me. You know exactly what I'm about to say. The five girls who protested on behalf of Girls Everywhere have now been punished, and they have been barred from any other track meets this year. That's where. So West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey also filed a lawsuit where four of the five athletes and their parents are listed as the plaintiffs. So they're going to town on this. They're gonna fight back. But right now, what you've got is you've got five young ladies who chose to take a stand. They need some applause on that too, man. Just hit them with some applause. And that's, they're not going to hear it, but just know out there that if you know somebody who was in this category, that we're applauding them. But these five young ladies decided to take a stand because somehow or another, a court of their land decided that, no, we think dudes can be chicks and we're going to let them compete against you and just win all the trophies. And they said, you know what? Okay, we're not going to give them the satisfaction. So they stepped into the shot put circle. They stepped out without throwing. That created a foul, technically, which evidently meant a forfeit. And then the students who are all from Lincoln Middle School in Chinston, West Virginia, they were then barred from any future competition. That is a level of wokeness that goes beyond the pale. Here's the last one I got for this segment. I just find it funny. Because, see, out in California, they are determined to rewrite the laws of physics. They're determined that you must know that an electric vehicle is what you're going to have. Don't you understand? We're here for you, and we're going to make you buy an electric vehicle. Oh, you have to charge it? Wait, we're not sure we can handle that. So what is their plan? Listen, just so you know, story here on justthenews.com, California is now realizing that despite the fact that it has pushed the EVs beyond any other state, even beyond what the federal government is doing, which is saying a lot, they're now suddenly realizing, yeah, it looks like we're going to have to spend an extra $20 billion on transmission line upgrades in order to support the EV market that we're saying that we want to have. Says, right now, California currently has 10,000 public high-speed EV chargers, but they're going to need 30,000. Okay. However, with EV sales falling, sales fell 10% in the last quarter of last year, it's unclear whether consumer enthusiasm for electric vehicles. I think right now the same people that eat lab-grown meat are the ones who are looking for an EV. Maybe I'm wrong, and I probably just offended somebody in my audience, but I feel certain.
I'd say it's pretty accurate.
I think so. I think the lab-grown meat/vegan, can I please have my EpiPen so I can protest people, are the ones who are saying, we have to have EVs, and yet they can't sustain them, and they're going to spend $20 billion to get their fix, man. Here's the other thing. California's grid is so strained right now that they had a proposal last year to allow them to withdraw power from people's home chargers. Like, literally, if the grid gets strained, you can plug your EV in at night thinking you're the good citizen. Go to bed, wake up in the morning, you can't drive to work because the battery didn't charge. Why? Because the state came in needing extra power to keep the grid up in hot weather, and they sucked the battery back, the life back out of your car. They literally, they used you as, it's like the Matrix, all a bunch of human batteries.
I knew something like that was going to happen.
It's messed
up. It's only a matter of time.
Here's what you do. Get yourself a little gas charger, put it in the trunk of the car, crank that sucker up, burn some gas to charge your EV, you'll be fine. All good. Of course, you can't carry any luggage at that point. All right, take me to a break, brother. We'll do that right now. That was Adventures in Woke World. And there was some hoots in there. I'm not sure what I liked better. The shock news from the UK's National Health Service, plant-based meat, or the fact that there's a packing list for protesters. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Just saving the world one soundbite at a time. Gary M.S. from Huntsville says, I missed Woke World. How do I hear it? Okay, Gary, great question. Thank you so much for saying that. So before I go to the phones, I'll just tell you, if you go to our podcast, which can be found at any given podcast location, you can find it on Apple iTunes or Spotify or name it, man. What else we got?
Spotify, Apple.
Podbean,
yeah. Everywhere you get podcasts.
And on our website.
And website.
So, yeah, you going to do those tonight, you think? So Big Rig will have those up tonight, and there will be one with today's date on it that says Adventures in Woke World, and it was a hoot, man. So, yeah, I encourage you, go check out the podcast and see. I'll jump on the phones real quick. Is that Jeff Rowe from Indiana? Hey, Jeff, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good, Phil. It's Friday, and I'm heading north. That's all that matters.
There you go. You're not going home to have some of that lab-grown meat for dinner, are you?
Oh, I just got done eating some of that lab-grown fish, I think, maybe. No. I don't know. It tastes good. And if you're still hungry, you know, they got some fish left over, and I got a few pickled eggs if you like some.
No, man, that's the food. That's the gift that keeps on giving right there. I don't think anybody needs that right now. Oh, my gosh.
I didn't
know
if you had any campuses, institutions of higher learning that need cleaned out down here. I didn't know.
No, in fact, in a minute, I'll do the next segment, and I'm calling it the big shout-down. University of Alabama made news. I don't know if you heard that or not, but the counter-protesters showed up, and they were having none of it, and sang the national anthem louder than they could scream Free Palestine. We made the news for all the right reasons there.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is.
Hey, on these protesters and everything, yeah. You know, these peanut allergies and stuff. Yeah. Hey, you know, would you get arrested for intimidation if you showed up in a Mr. Peanut suit?
Well, you know, they had that the other day. So there was one of them, and I meant to bring this with me, and I forgot. But I think it was Columbia, they actually had a sign out there that said, there should be no bananas in and around our protest site because we have a potentially fatal banana allergy. And the world was like, there's a thing called a banana allergy. And anyway, and so counter-protesters showed up, and they were all having a big time eating bananas and throwing the peels at the protesters.
they needed a sign with the no brains on it because that's what was in there, people without a brain.
Oh, my gosh. This is your brain. This is your brain on pro-Palestine protests. Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah. You know, the Babylon Bee, on these EV vehicles, they need to do a full commercial on the Babylon Bee or something. It'd be great. You know, the California EV vehicle equipped with removable floorboards so you can Flintstone it whenever your battery runs dead.
whenever Gavin Newsom decides to drain your battery overnight to fund his air conditioning, there you go. It's nuts, man. I look at this stuff and think and then did you hear the part when I was talking about the National Health Service in Great Britain has decided to officially declare that sex is actually biological?
Yeah, it's ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, let's start DNA testing people and stuff to see what sex they are, I guess. I don't know. They'd find maybe there's a difference.
Yeah, there apparently is, and these are medical professionals, so they would know. Yeah.
You know, I used to think third world nations, you know, when I was younger and everything, I look at all the stuff going on, I used to think, well, those people are just really stupid and silly, you know, and everything. But you know, I'm beginning to think they don't have all these EV vehicles and are not woke like we are right now and stuff. I'm beginning to think they're probably smarter than anybody in the United States anymore.
That's because in the third world, they don't play games with that because they're busy trying to do things that matter, like, I don't know, feed the family. But we live in the first world where whether or not your soy latte was brewed to the right temperature can make or break your day. And, you know, people need a sugar wax before they can go to the prom and just whatever else. I don't even know what sugar waxing is. I don't want to know what sugar waxing is. But anyway, the reality is first world problems.
Yeah, and you know, everybody's wanting to be green and everything with these nylon tents and stuff and everything.
Yeah.
Need to put a bug in their ear that maybe they should make their tents out of toppy. That'd be a natural ingredient.
Toppy tents. Yeah, for those who missed
toppy
it.
Tents.
Toppy is dried turds that people burn in third world countries to have heat in the wintertime. Toppy tents. All right, brother. Hey, we're coming up on the break. Be careful on the road and have a very good weekend.
Have a good one, Phil.
See you, man. Yeah, just listen, it just cracks me up. John from Huntsville just texted in, Jeff, in case you're listening, he says, I'll take some of Jeff from Indiana's leftover fish and pickled eggs. John, I can't do that to you. Friends don't let friends eat leftover fried fish from a gas station and pickled eggs. It's just no. Clint from Tony says, while shopping at my local home supply store, I was approached by a gentleman that inquired if I was an electrician. I answered I was. He proceeded to question me about the type of plugs he would need to charge his EV from the small generator he was going to put in his trunk. I helped him find what I thought might achieve his goal and wished him a good day. As he walked away, I just had to smirk and marvel at the world in which we live today. Clint from Tony. Clint, you may have just done a kindness that will achieve great things, because otherwise he'd be driving down the road unable to find a charger, and you just never know what can happen. Wow. Got a brand new texter in here who does not have their name or their place on it. Big Rig, if you'd find out where he's from, but it's area code 704. But he says, hey, I'm relatively new to Alabama. I had totally dumbfounded to hear your program that the Alabama legislature is doing this gambling thing. Is it too late to call my state senator? No, it's not too late. They've got 2 days left. The bill appears to be pending potentially one vote, but is also potentially not going to pass. So, yes, my unnamed new listener, we would love for you to do that. You can go, if you don't know who it is, you can go on the rightsideradio.org website, rightsideradio.org. At the bottom of the page, there's a hot link you can click on that says, you know, basically teaches you or shows you who your state legislator is. And then, yeah, man, give them a call. In fact, I'll read the number out, 334-261-0800. I'll say it again when we get back from the break. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.